Track 1, Introduction. Welcome to the Home Study course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Borderline Volume 3, Treating Distorted Perceptions. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brinigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with borderline personality disorder. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principles to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content for either your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind that there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as structural criteria for BPD, communication, rejection concepts, abandonment, methods of control, BPD and depression, revisiting home, counseling the spouse of a BPD client, BPD and preventing anger, cultivating relationships, cognitive distortions, self-esteem, and borderline parents. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss structural criteria of borderline personality disorders to make sure we're all on the same page, so to speak, regarding a basic BPD definition. Three criteria we will discuss are identity diffusion, primitive defense mechanisms, and reality testing. As you listen to this track, consider the structural criteria in relation to your BPD client. First, identity diffusion, which, as you are aware, is clinically represented by a poorly integrated concept of the self and significant others. Subjective experiences of chronic emptiness, contradictory self-perceptions, and contradictory behavior reflect identity diffusion. Also, descriptions of significant people in the client's life may be so grossly contradictory that the people sound more like caricatures than like real people. Identity diffusion tends to manifest as a lack of temporal continuity in respect to self-image. In a BPD client, there may also be little capacity for the realistic evaluation of others. For example, one client, Leah, age 32, displayed identity diffusion when she suggested that her mother was very nice and understanding about her BPD. However, Leah later stated, "I just don't know why she thinks that what I'm going through is so funny. She laughs at me with her friends when I'm not around." Think of your BPD client. Does he or she experience identity diffusion regarding himself or others? You might consider trying the playwright technique I will describe next. To help Leah with her identity diffusion, I asked her to try the become a playwright technique. I asked Leah to put her life and her mother's life on stage and then step down into the audience with me. For this visualization, I asked Leah to picture an interaction with her mother in which Leah felt like the object of a joke. Next, I asked Leah to imagine being a playwright, the person who has written the scene and created the characters on stage. Finally, I asked Leah if she was willing to write a new part for herself to see how the supporting characters might respond to different lines. In each scene of Leah's life, she displayed a desire to change the play so that the characters were more integrated into realistic descriptions. When Leah described how she could rewrite a scene, I noticed that she tended to eliminate identity diffusion. By eliminating identity diffusion by rewriting her mother's part, Leah began to believe that her mother no longer laughed behind her back. Instead, she remained understanding and empathetic. Are you treating a BPD client who may benefit from changing diffused perceptions through a become a playwright technique? A second structural criteria of borderline personality disorders is primitive defense mechanisms. Leah demonstrated primitive defense mechanisms, as opposed to high-level defense mechanisms, when she felt threatened by her mother. As you know, primitive defense mechanisms are an attempt at protecting the ego by means of disassociation, or perhaps separating contradictory experiences of the self. Primitive defense mechanisms may include idealization, projection, and denial. Leah displayed devaluation of self when she stated, "I can't do anything right. Everything I touch turns to shit." Later in the same session, Leah's narcissistic personality surfaced when she displayed a second derivative of idealization. Leah displayed feelings of omnipotence when she stated, "I know what you're thinking about me. I know what everyone thinks. But none of that matters because I'm better than all of you." Could the become a playwright technique I described earlier be adapted for your client to help him or her be conscious of his or her primitive defense mechanisms? In addition to identity diffusion and primitive defense mechanisms, the third structural criteria of a borderline personality disorder is reality testing. BPD clients, like Leah, experience alterations in respect to their ability to test reality. Would you agree? I have found that three criteria can be used to evaluate a client's ability to maintain proficiency in reality testing. The three clinical criteria for reality testing are the absence of grossly inappropriate or bizarre effect, thought content, or behavior, and the capacity to evaluate the self and others realistically. Leah had trouble with reality testing due to her inability to realistically evaluate herself. As I explained earlier, Leah's BPD was characterized by idealization in which she felt either really good about herself or really bad. These manifestations met the structural criteria for BPD and also led to Leah's chronic interpersonal difficulties. By asking a BPD client, like Leah, to describe her evaluation of self compared to the way that others perceive her, you may find common recurring contradictions. For example, when Leah devalued herself, she described her father's perception of her as incorrect because he thought she was very bright and capable. After Leah put herself down, I asked her if her father felt the same way. Leah stated, "No, he thinks I'm so smart and always tells me I could really be somebody if I tried. How can he be so stupid? It's not like he doesn't know I'm wacko." Clearly, Leah demonstrated the three structural criteria of BPD. Are you treating a BPD client, like Leah, who has difficulty with reality testing? If so, does his or her conflicting perceptions of self indicate poor integrations of self-concepts? This course will provide you with some specifics for these BPD issues. On this track, we've discussed structural criteria of borderline personality disorders. Three criteria we discussed were identity diffusion, primitive defense mechanisms, and reality testing. On the next track, we will discuss communication. Three aspects of communication as related to the BPD client include reflex communication versus conscious communication, the connection between shame and blame, and the three steps to conscious communication technique. Question 1. What are three structural criteria of borderline personality disorders?